Let's go ahead and turn the microphone over. You heard me mention her name a couple times earlier. She is a top achiever on team success, always maximizing her executive matching bonus, always in the top three or four of the top psychos for the team. She is an Isogenics millionaire. I think she's a sweetheart. I just adore her, and she's absolutely beautiful. You'll see her shortly when she gets on the line and speaks. And she is going to be interviewing one of my dearest friends tonight, Susie Field, because we are doing, you know, once a month we do these little series called, you know, Get Against All Odds, Making It Through the Tough Times and Into the Great Times. And Susie and Glenn have certainly done that. So, Janie Snellgrove, why don't you take it away? The call is all yours.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. And guys, can we just give Kevin some love? Because he is faithful every week here. Just, I love his voice, and he brings such amazing energy. So, Kevin, we love you. And before I introduce the woman of the hour, I just have to show you my shirt, guys. Red and white kickoff. I'm putting a plug in. You do not have to be Canadian to get to this event. It's going to be amazing. Toronto rocks. We're nice. We love having new people come into our city. So if you're on the East Coast or you're in Arizona and it's getting too hot for you, come on up. We'd
hey,
love
Janie?
To have you.
Hey, Janie?
Yes.
Can I butt in for like 30 more seconds? I completely spaced out something Eric asked me to tell everybody on the call tonight.
Absolutely. Take it away.
Check out ISA FYI tomorrow, or perhaps your emails if you're going to get an early email. There is a brand new promotion starting tomorrow. Isogenics has got something in store for us this week. Oh, as we are in the fourth week of our 90-day action plan. So check I said FYI tomorrow morning, or check your email. There's going to be a little bonus in there for, and I've heard it's not just for the new people. It might be for all of us too. So check that out, Janie, and everybody else on the call.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's huge. And I know at Red and White Kickoff, there's a new video that's coming out. So be first to see it. There are still tickets left. Get your butt to Toronto for Red and White Kickoff. We'd love to see you guys. And obviously, it stands for red and white, you know, our Canadian colors, but it also stands for raw, because we really like to be real and raw here in Canada, and it's going to be a stellar event, so we'd love to see you. But I also wore red because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, so happy Valentine's to our Isogenics family. I just love seeing everyone. Thank you for letting us get a glimpse into your house and sharing the next few, you know, half an hour with us. We were really excited, and tonight, it's my pleasure to interview an amazing woman. And for those of you who know her, you just love her. And for those of you that haven't met her yet, you will love her within the first 5 minutes. And she has a huge experience in business. She was 25 years in the financial service industry. She is married to the love of her life, Glenn, who's sitting there with her, 38 years, you know, on the eve of Valentine's. Maybe we should ask her a few love questions too. But she has two adult twin daughters, Olivia and Cody, and her grandbabies call her Nanny Shoot. I'm not sure why. There's got to be a good story. But what's really cool is this family in their town, which is Peterborough, Ontario, they've been recognized as Family of the Year, which is a pretty big deal, right? Pretty big deal because of their work and advocacy for special needs. And so, you know, she brings this huge heart in everything that she does. She was a woman of Isogenics in 2009, the first Heart of Isogenics in 2011 recipient, Isogenics millionaire, 5-star Golden Circle, 2-star Crystal Executive. Most importantly, though, she is passionate about inspiring, educating, and supporting families to live a legacy life. And if you know her, I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge, because this is funny. She loves to sing and dance. All you have to do is go stand beside her and start humming a song and just count down from 30. She won't even make it to 28 before she starts bopping and singing along with you. So, you know, I want to introduce to you Miss Sue Fields. Glenn's in the background. Sue, are you with us here?
I am. Thank you, Janie. And oh my goodness, thank you for that beautiful introduction. And Kevin, thank you for bringing your incredible energy to this call every Monday night. You are a master, my friend. And Jamie, we did not have a call ahead of time, but like you, Isogenics Canada rocks, and I'm super excited about Red and White kickoff next weekend, where hundreds, thousands of people are going to come together and just celebrate each other, celebrate our company, celebrate the successes, and learn and have fun. So that's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be amazing. Awesome. So Sue, some people know you on this call, but a lot of people may not have heard your story. And since this is part of the Against All Odds series, you know, I really just want you to start off because, you know, you've had such a journey in life, but in your Isogenics business as well. It's, you know, there's been ups and downs. There's been challenges and victories. So could you just share a little bit of your story to give people a bit of a bird's eye view as to, you know, what has happened and how have you, you know, come out against all odds?
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you. So I'm going to go back, actually, and paint the picture from the beginning. And I, please, you know, accept my apologies if I go a little bit long. But Olivia and Cody were full-term babies. They were born June 11th, 83. And within minutes, we knew that Cody was under distress. So she came to us in this beautiful bundle of joy as our second born with a variety of special needs. First and foremost, she has quadriplegic spastic cerebral palsy. And although that does not define her, it does not limit her, it is just a definition. And a lot of other needs came along with that that are not necessarily congruent with that. But so I just want to start with that and say for a couple of years, I was really angry. I was angry at God. I was angry at myself. And I had a lot of guilt. But when I overcame that and I recognized that she was the most precious gift that we could ever have been given, both her and her sister. But through her, we have learned to be a better couple. We've learned to be better parents. We've learned to be better grandparents. And we really learned to accept people and their differences, especially those who are marginalized, and to really inspire hope into other people because she is such an exception in so many ways. She's gregarious. She's joyful. She's fun. She's incredible. So fast forward, though, at age 21, school ends for kids with special needs. And I quit my career to be home with Cody because, quite frankly, it was challenging finding other people that could measure up to this protective mama's ability to care for her. And the job of finding those people became difficult. But 4 years into that role, that 24/7 role, I was done. I was burnt out. I was exhausted. I was overwhelmed. And honestly, laying in bed at night, wondering what our financial future was going to look like. And sometimes a gift comes along and you don't recognize it quickly and for what it is. And a former client of mine who was also a friend, she was persistent. For 18 months, she was persistent. And she sometimes overwhelmed me with her excitement and her enthusiasm and her stories, her incredible stories of weight loss and energy and skin and just all these incredible stories, as well as people making money. And I went, that's nice, but it's not for me. It wasn't until she shared about a doctor who was having some really good results with kids with special needs that she got my attention. Again, very protective mama, and I was not about to start something that wasn't going to be good for our family as well as for myself. And I'm just so grateful that I said yes. Joy was restored, energy restored, my outlook on life, and hope, Janie, hope. Hope for a better future.
So, you know what, Sue, and I'm hoping you guys are listening to that because one thing, you know, there's two things that I pulled out of there. Number one is, you know, you took something that you were, you know, angry at the beginning with, but really saw the beauty and the gift in it, right? And how often, you know, are we looking at something and it, until we see that gift, does it all come and turn around? But the other thing is the 18-month piece, right? And we talk about the fortune is in the follow-up, and it can take 4 to 6 times before, on average, before someone, you know, says yes, or even says yes to taking a look. But the fact that your friend was persistent for 18 months, it made me think, gosh, how many people have I given up on and therefore taken away that opportunity of hope, right? So thank you for sharing that, because we often forget that we don't really know what's going on in someone else's life, right? And how important it is to keep that up. So Sue, you know, when I came into Isagenics, you were one of the pillars that I remember, right? You're always at events. You're that steady Sue, you know, always there, front row with a big smile on your face, ready to answer and ask questions. So from an outsider looking in, you know, I had no idea that you had these, you know, plates that you were spinning in the air at home. So tell us how, you know, you have these young, you know, at 21, these young women, one that you're caring for, one that's probably gone to school or doing something of her own, you know, you're still mama too, and you start a business. So how amongst all of this did you, you know, put the business so you continued to put one step in front of the other and build this business and really, you know, use your kids as an excuse to keep going versus an excuse to pull back?
That's a really good question, Janie. So first I want to say that I didn't really start the business. I just wanted to feel better. Mm. And the gal that enrolled me, she, you know, she was brilliant. You know, she insisted that I meet her for lunch finally after all this time. And I brought along my little sister. And I said, Lisa, we're not doing this. And Christine's energy and her passion and the information she shared was so compelling that we both walked away with a value pack. But she had two of them in her trunk. That's the lesson as well. Right. And I had no buyer's remorse. I was really excited about it. But I was looking for change for me. I was being very selfish initially. And I packaged everything up after I did a front end intensive cleanse back into the box for 3 months until I saw Susan Sly. On my 27th wedding anniversary, I met Susan Sly here in Peterborough. Shannon was hosting, Christine was speaking, and Susan and Chris came up from Kingston. And that was life-changing. That was the goosebump moment for me. I was at home taking care of Cody, and I saw something that I hadn't seen. Again, goes back to that hope. I thought, what if? Okay, God, I know that there's a greater plan and purpose. What is it? And maybe this is it. And that's when I started to share with other people. And I shared really out of my heart to see them having a fuller life. You know, less stress, more joy, better energy, better sleep, all of those things. And families who have kids with special needs as well, because I knew that they were stuck. I knew that they were in fear. I knew they were stressed. And I wanted to offer them the hope.
That's beautiful. If you guys are listening, and if you have had that same kind of goosebump, you know, experience at an event, put something in the feed, because I know my life changed because of an event. And so I'm guessing that a lot of us are going to put that same thing. And it just really speaks to the power of, you know, inviting people and never giving up on people. So Sue, tell us a little about your journey, right? I'm assuming it went right like that and stayed there the entire time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Isn't that the way it goes for everybody? No, actually, because Glenn wasn't on board. So I opened my account the end of July. It was the end of October, I saw Susan. Glenn came on board after going to an event the first weekend in Toronto, first Saturday in Toronto in January 2008. And then he agreed to do his program. So that was the beginning of us working together for the first time. Other than being parents, we didn't understand what it was like to work together. Glenn has such a different background than me. You know, 45 years in fitness, worked in, you know, the nuclear division. He was in construction. He owned his own drywall company. There were so many things he did. But aside from parenting, we really had zero in common that we did together. And him agreeing that day to work together was like, oh my gosh. Again, gave me hope for a better future for our family and a better future for our relationship. And I can't say how that was, but it took us months, Janie. It was that June, sorry, that May, that I made a decision to go Crystal Executive. And we were sitting with 30 personally enrolled, three consultants, and I wrote my prophecy letter, as Susan always tells us to do, saying what it would be like to walk into Celebration as a Crystal Executive. And with the help of, you know, Christine, and I go back to her getting on the phone with friends and saying, hey, you know, you're a good minister, you don't know me, but she could really use your help. Do you know two people that would love to come along and feel amazing, have more joy, have those other things? And my friends came good, you know, 10 consultants, a couple of weeks before the deadline. And then we kind of coasted. Nobody out there coasts, right? We coasted because it felt pretty good. We'd accomplished our goal, and then 2-star golden circle. And then we coasted again for 4 years. And I wouldn't say coasted, because we were actively building. We were actively in the field. We were actively at events. We were actively working with our team, a weekly in-home, every single week for 3 years. And if we weren't there, we were doing that together. But if we weren't there, we had Jeff and Maura or somebody else from our team that came in, opened up our home, and had the in-home presentation there on our behalf. Our team pulled together. It was amazing.
So, Sue, for 3 years, you stayed at 4-star, right?
Nope. 4 years at 2-star.
4 years at 2-star. Okay. And that, I mean, guys, 2-star is amazing. Let's just recap, right? 2-star is 50,000 approximately a year. So isn't it funny? And Sue, you're like most people, right? We think 2-star is just staying coasting. 2-star is an incredible, incredible income. But during that time, what was your goals? What were you wanting? And what was keeping you having those consistent launch parties every week, even though for 4 years you weren't seeing the growth that you wanted to see?
Well, first and foremost, it's about community, building a strong community, building a community that comes together, enjoys each other's company, builds belief in each other, has fun together. So that was key. And it, you know, it gave the opportunity for people to learn more about the products, to understand why I stand for life, to get to know each other, to sow into each other's life as well. But the other thing that kept us going is that, like you say, 2-star is a good income. My income in banking, Janie, was frozen for 11 years. I didn't get a pay raise for 11 years. In Isagenix, my first year, again, this is not typical. We worked at it. We worked hard at it. But in my first year, I made just over 50% of what I'd been earning the previous 11 years, well, with a 4-year gap. The second year, I exceeded it. The third year, I increased it 50% more. The fourth year, I increased it another 25%. And then once we broke through that plateau from 2 to 3, 4, and 5, you know, our income just went mind-boggling compared to what I ever expected. But why did we do it? Because we needed to ensure that there was other people coming along behind us that wanted more in some cases, or as much as, and sometimes less than, but they wanted what was best for their family. So it was about them and helping them succeed and get what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Sue. So Sue, there was some times that I remember we would be talking in events and you would be talking about how Cody's caregiver situation had changed. And, you know, I remember, you know, you were pulling your hair out and, you know, really upset and really, you know, going through a time. Was there times in your Isagenix journey when you wanted to quit? And if so, what was it that kept you in the game? What can you share with those people? Maybe there's someone on the call tonight, Sue, that is this close to saying, that's it, right? What would you say? Because I know you haven't always had it easy, right? There has been times when I remember some of the conversations that we've had. And what was it that kept you one foot in front of the other?
First and foremost, we kind of agreed that we both couldn't quit on the same day.
That's good.
Yes. You know, and that's important because, you know, there are days that we've both quit. We have said enough is enough, but we've agreed that we would not do it on the same day, or we would at least sit back and think about it. Because the journey is not easy, guys. This is network marketing. And yes, there are times that you have to give up. You have to give up in the short term to get in the long term. And yes, there were times that it was like, oh my goodness, we have this trip planned. We're going to this event. And one of us has had to pull back. In fact, the year that we received the acknowledgement of the Heart of Isogenics, Glenn had to stay home. We didn't have a choice in that matter. And that was okay because we had the freedom, the time freedom to be able to do that. And sometimes, you know, when you have the financial freedom, it doesn't always mean time freedom. Sometimes when you have time and financial freedom, you don't have your help. And we have, fortunately, by helping other people and helping them to get what they want, we've managed to have those things to a greater degree. The thing that's kept us in is the community. People we've come to know and to love, to respect and to admire, to appreciate. People like yourself, people like you know, our community, the people that have helped us to get where we are, whether it's financially linked or not, has been such a huge contribution to our success.
And if I could, helping people, but I mean, when you have somebody standing at your back door knocking some one night, explaining that it changed his life, and a man physically crying, you know, like how it changed his life. He was going to get to see his grandchildren and thanking me for pushing them a little bit to make it over that hurdle to go for that. He achieved 100 pounds. And that's what keeps you going. That's like the whole thing is the stories in this business.
Incredible. It's amazing. So could you guys give us, you know, maybe everything's going okay in our personal journey right now, but maybe we have team members who are going through some challenges in their business, in their, you know, in their life, because it's all interchanged. As a leader, as a partner in this business with other people, how would you suggest, you know, if I had someone in my organization, in my circle, that was going through challenges, what are some tips that you could give me to help me support that team member?
Well, Jamie, there's a couple of things, and one of them is that if we focus on what we can do versus what we cannot do. Well, I'm going to just bring that right back to Cody. There's a lot of things she cannot do. There are a lot of things she can do. And when we focus on what she can do, she becomes more empowered. She becomes stronger. She becomes more confident. We become when we focus on what we can versus cannot do. The other thing is, you know, looking at that whole principle of good, better, best. So if you set your goals based on, you know, today is going to be, you know, this is what I want to lay out for my week. And if I connect with this number of people, I did good. I connect with, you know, two or three more than that, I did better. And this would be my ultimate and my best. So you never look back and say, oh, that was a bad week. No, you look back and say, I had a good week, or I had a better week, or I had my best week ever, because you know that you exceeded your own expectations. So the other thing too is give yourself permission. We don't have to be on all the time. We are living our life, and sometimes life is tough. Sometimes we go through health challenges of our own. Sometimes we go through, you know, periods that you go, oh my gosh, you know, any girlfriends out there that have gone through that change in life, you're with me. You know, or any other experience, you go, life is going to go on and Isogenics is going to be here for the long term. Just never give up on yourself and never give up on your team and never give up on the fact that Isogenics is that beacon of hope that we have to offer so many people.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Sue. And I hope you guys caught that good, better, best. I think that's so beautiful. I think, you know, in a world where we beat ourselves up constantly and, you know, tend to not feel good enough or fast enough, what if we all set those goals and said, you know, I'm going to talk to three people this week and that'll be good. I'm going to talk to five, that'll be great, you know, and if I talk to seven, that's the best, right? Or with my workouts, if I get in three workouts, that's going to be good, but my best would be to get in five, right? And because we are always looking forward, we're always constantly looking forward, but what if we just turned around and looked at what we did accomplish, right? Think about how we go to bed at night, right? With that gratitude of what was accomplished. I love that, Sue. Thank you for sharing that. So one of the things that I, you know, that I've always held dear, and I'm going to just wrap it up with this and to ask you to give maybe two tips to people that are, you know, going through those journeys, just two tips to wrap it up as to, you know, how to beat it, to beat those odds, how to continue. But one of the quotes that I always hold dear is by Helen Keller. You guys all know, have heard of Helen Keller. You know her. Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, can ambition be inspired, and success achieved, right? Today, it's not about our rank. It's about the character that we develop along this journey and the number of people that we serve, right? And that hope that you so beautifully talked about, Sue. So thank you for sharing. But just to wrap up our call, Sue, again, what would those two tips or two areas that you'd love people to really focus on if they feel they're going through a, you know, a journey in their build that is challenging and they're starting to question, what are those two things?
Well, I wrote out my affirmations again today, Janie, and at the very top of it, it says, I am who I am because of the great I am. Oh. Just never lose sight of who you are, first and foremost, as a person, because when we get into judgment, jealousy, and justification, as our beautiful mentor Susan talks about, that's where we start to falter. I know I've been there. I know I have judged. I've been jealous. I have justified. And then I step back and look at it from, the 1,000-foot view, and I go, hold on here a second. I'm not here to be the same as anybody else. I'm not here to be better than anybody else. I'm just here to be the best me. I'm here to be the I am that I was created to be. I'm glad you have something that.
Basically, that pretty well says it. Other than, you know, like the Growth U is a good program. I suggest everybody to go take all the steps in it. Understanding, it'll be understanding your team that you're working with and the individuals. And I highly recommend it so that you can understand who you're dealing with and where they're at, you know, like, so, and they have to understand where you're at the time, like when they're saying, I need to have this payment. But
I hope that answers your question, but I really just want to encourage people to say, I am enough.
Yeah.
I am enough. And given the time and the exposure, I will acquire the skills. And when I put in enough action behind the skills I've acquired, because, you know, we also hear wisdom shall be known by our children. So we can learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. But until we actually fail in our learning, pick ourselves back up and keep going, that we, you know, it's in that that we'll see success.
Mm-hmm. I love it, guys. I love it. And what's that saying? A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. Say that one fast, right? Smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. And if you were to talk to any of the Isagenix millionaires, any of the six-figure income earners, you know, anyone that's been around the block in Isagenix, they would tell you that the sea has not always been smooth. But boy, oh boy, is the ride worth it. Right? And the what we learn along the way is just so incredible. So I'm just, Kevin, before I turn it back over to you, I would love to hear from two people. Just what are you taking away, or do you have a specific question that you want to ask either Sue or Glenn? Just two people. So maybe raise your hand or unmute your line and jump out. And then we'll turn it over to you, Kevin. If you're waving. Any takeaways, any comments? Maybe people can't unmute themselves.
Perhaps I could chat, a little something in the chat box.
Sounds great.
Well, let me say this about that. This is potato. Her persistence at that one level for all those years, given a training every week persistently, even though her income was around, what she say, twice what she was making at the bank, that's not motivation, that's persistence. And persistence is the thing that makes a winner, because you can't win if you don't quit. I mean, you can't lose if you don't quit. And that's what she did for 5 years. She kept giving those trainings every week, and finally, boom, it exploded. And you know, there's a lot more to this life than persistence and trying. It's something working in your spirit and your soul that keeps you going.
Great share. Thank you for that share. It is so true. Persistence, right? And we've all heard Jimmy Smith say the only way to fail is to quit. And great example, they continue to have those weekly launch meetings, right? No matter what. So great share.
That's awesome.
Thank you for that.
That was a super part of the whole meeting.
Oh, sure. Awesome. Thank you. So we have one more jumping out. Who's that?
It's Lisa. Sue and Glenn, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for ever always being just such beautiful people that just make everybody feel so welcome, no matter what team they're on or whichever. You're always there to just be so inspiring, lend a hand, three-way call, be so supportive, and truly be the heart of Isagenix, so well-deserved. And you know what you said tonight about, and I'm sure this isn't, nobody knows what this feels like, about wondering, am I doing the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Am I still trying so hard, but it's not happening? You know, all these doubts and such that go through many of our minds building this type of business. It's refreshing. Thank you for sharing so transparently and openly, because sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, am I the only person that this happens to, right? So it's so wonderful coming on to weekly calls like this, being so inspired by people that have walked through the trenches, done the work, and really, really are inspiring others just to, you know, go out, be who you are, be yourself, and shine that great light inside of you that's going to inspire other people to do the same. So thank you. Thank you, Jeannie, and thank you, Sue and Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And you are right. We are not alone. We all go through this journey and experience different parts of it along the way, but we all do experience it. So, Kevin, I'm going to turn it over to you. Sue and Glenn, I sure hope you're looking at those comments. You're getting some great, great reviews, some great love. So, Kevin, over to you.
Well, thank you very, very much. Susie and Glenn, first off, thank you very much. Love you, too. You know that. You're some of my dearest friends. And obviously, we only get to see each other a couple times a year, but I cherish those moments and value your friendship more than you can ever know.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that, and I just want to say thank you for the comments. Just want to leave one thought that just came to me, and it's a very visual. And it's, a visual of a chain link fence. And we are all intertwined. Every one of us are linked together, whether we're financially connected or not, we are linked together. And when those links are strong, because we hold each other up and we hold each other together in those times of trials and tribulations, and in those times of good times, then it's going to stay strong.
It'll stop.
But if one, and as Glenn said, a chain link fence can stop a car, which is pretty powerful. But if one link gets broken, we all feel it. So really, this is a business. This is a community. This is about upholding each other, understanding that we are not perfect. We're definitely not perfect. We are just in progress.
Susie, thank you very, very much. Glenn, thank you. And by the way, folks, that was not an advertisement for Home Depot. That was sincerity at its finest. So thank you guys very much. Janie, awesome job with the interview tonight. And we look forward to being here next week. And by the way, for everybody on the call tonight, if you're, you know, part of our team, and you know a story out there, an inspirational story that will train and show us all what it's like to be through the trenches and come out on top, share it with Tisha Nolan or Susan Sly, and perhaps we'll be listening to that story one of these Monday nights. So y'all have a great week. We'll see you here next Monday, same time, same station. Bye-bye.